It's an interesting mix of guys they have in that tight end room this year. What are some of your early impressions about the guys, not just Gronk, but the rest of them, DJ Williams, the entire group?
Well, you know, it's a group that's diverse, but nonetheless, they're focused. You know, Gronkowski, I think his legend precedes himself, and so far he's lived up to that. You know, big smile on his face every day. But then those other guys, Hooman and DJ and those guys, you know, they're right now they're just focused on getting better so they can get back on the field.
Your staying power in the league. What do you attribute the fact you've been able to carve out such a long career?
Well, I've carved out a career by doing something no one else wants to do. You know, the blocking tight end role is one that there aren't many high school kids coming out of, graduating high school looking to be a backup blocking tight end. And so for that reason, I've carved out a decade of it. So it's a role that I relish, really. And it's exciting to be a part of this team because this team is the quintessential role player team. You know, you find a spot on this team and you see that's how you win championships.
Did you have to mold yourself into that role, though? I'm sure at one point that wasn't all you did.
Well, yeah. I mean, in college, I had a little more opportunity to catch the football and to be a little bit more focal point of the offense. But as soon as I came into the league, it became very clear that I didn't necessarily have the skill set that the Dallas Clarks and the Tony Gonzalez's had. And so I wanted to stick around. And, I always was a solid blocker, but it's something that I've continued to craft, and it's really been something that's blessed me over the years.
I know you're not looking back, only looking forward, but 10-year mark in this league is just so rare for people to hit. I don't know how much pride you take in that.
I really do. It's an accomplishment that so few get to do, and I never in a million years would have thought I would have gotten here, but through the grace of God and a lot of hard work along the way, it's just something that I'm proud to say I've been a part of.
Sorry, we jumped in a little late. Can you just kind of talk about being in New England and just your thoughts on your first day of practice?
Well, it's my second day of practice, and already I'm just so impressed by the precision and the efficiency in the way this organization is run. The way practice is put together, I mean, it's very, very precise, and just from one drill to the next, you have just complete laser focus. And it starts at the top all the way through the veteran leadership and all the way down. That's why young rookies pick up the speed really quick. This is an organization that the train is running 100 mile an hour, and you have to jump on full speed or it's going to run by you pretty quick.
What have you been able to learn so far, if anything, from Rob Gronkowski?
Well, right now Rob's really focused on rehab, so I don't get a lot of one-on-one time. He sits in on some of our meetings, but honestly, the three tight ends that just got signed yesterday, we're just trying to keep our head above water, learning terminology, learning formations and splits.
Maybe a little different feeling about the organization than you had with the previous team you were with in the past?
Well, yeah, I'm just thrilled to be a part of a team that obviously, it's history and its precedence up to this point is something that everybody respects them across the league, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it right now.
And you may have been asked this already, but what kind of conversations had you had with the Patriots in the past to lead to this opportunity?
Well, I came in and had a workout in the spring, and nothing really came of that. And so we kind of knew that there possibly would be interest down the line. And it's just a point where I've had to stay trained, be training throughout the summer and waiting for the call, and they were the call that came, and so I came.
So what did you do to keep yourself in shape? How do you do that so that you can come into a training camp and pick up full speed right away?
Well, over the years as a professional, you have to learn what gets you ready for training camp, and so I keep my home in Georgia, and I have a sports performance facility that I train at, and you go through as much as you can and try to make it as practice specific as you can, and that's really all you can do.
Did you have a lot of workouts before?
No, the Patriots were my only workout.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys.